Hello everyone, this is NCLR09 again. For all of you who listened to my previous audio, thank you so much for your comments and feedback. I really appreciate it. Most of you complained about the quality and the static. I apologize for that and hope that this one's better. So here it goes. Standing there, in front of the mirror, I think as I tremble. I knew challenging you to a game of truth or dare wasn't a good idea. I knew you'd win, just like every other game we play. I always lose to you. I shouldn't have done those tequila shots and promised you to do anything you want for the next day. But what puzzled me wasn't the fact that you teased me all day, but the fact that you asked me to dress up so we could go for an opera show. You had someone deliver the most gorgeous and delicate silk dress I've ever seen. You knew that the deep purple color of my dress would look sinful against my skin. You knew the plunging neckline would enhance my chest. I put the dress on, and it ends an inch or two above my knees. I must admit that you have impeccable choice. As I swirled around in it, the fabric snuggled at my chest, tied around my waist, the flowing out. I noticed another package along with the one I received the dressing. I opened the box and touched a soft pair of German stockings. I laughed back at the memory when I first wore stockings for you. It was your niece's birthday party. I didn't want to look inappropriate in the dress you asked me to wear, so I put on a pair of stockings. Only you thought that they made me look even more delicious. I shake that thought out of my mind and slip on stockings. They're black and sheer for the most part. Lace on the top, of course, just like you love them. I put on light makeup, just black eyeliner and a bit of dark plum eyeshadow and a deep red lip gloss. I slip on my black pumps and walk to my closet to retrieve a black clutch. I put in my phone and a bottle of lip gloss. I turn around to put on your favorite perfume just in time when the intercom rings to let me know you've arrived. I take the elevator and get downstairs. You smile as you see me, taking me in your arms and kissing my cheek softly. You look absolutely dashing in that black suit and a tie matching the color of my dress. Your lips are at my ears now, and you lick my earlobe and say, "You look absolutely mouth-watering." I shiver from your words and take a step back, trying to compose myself. You lead me to your car and open the door for me. I know how much you know how much your gentlemanly ways turn me on. I slip into the passenger seat and buckle myself in. You walk towards the other side of the car, looking into my eyes the entire time. You sit down and start the car, and we head over to the Royal Opera House. You place your left hand right above my right knee, just holding me there. I look at you with a panicked expression in my eyes. You don't take your eyes off the road, but I see the cheeky grin form on your face. You give my knee a squeeze and say, "I'm not going to do anything yet." You let out a little chuckle as you say, "I'm not the one who challenged me." You lost, you've got to face the consequences. I give you a curt nod and try to take my mind off the things you could do to me. Some make me shake with fear, others shiver in delight. The rest of the car ride is uneventful. We drive slowly, listening to soothing classical music. We pull into the opera house, but you decide to park yourself. I look at you with fear. You always go for the valet service. You look out of the corners of your eyes and say, "Don't worry, my pet," as you park the car. I make a move to get out of the car when you stop me. "I've got something for you to do," you say, as you look into my eyes. I nod towards you, knowing that I can never deny you anything. Quietly, your panties off and give them to me. I stare wildly at you. "What?" I scream out loud. You roll your eyes and repeat yourself. Panties. Off. Now. I shake my head furiously and refuse to do something so demeaning. You look into my eyes, your glare hardening. There's no point in arguing, you say with your jaw clenched. Diana, now. I quickly take my panties off and give them to you, opening the door almost immediately and stepping out. You lock the car, and I see you stuffing the fabric of my panties into your jacket pocket. You give me your hand, and I take it. We enter the auditorium and take our seats. The show starts to play and you don't do anything except taking my hand in yours and stroking the skin with your thumb. I start to think that this will be one of those nights where we have a nice time together and we go back home just to cuddle and relax. But I knew better. After half an hour into the show, you let go of my hand and take your suit jacket off. You shrug out of it and keep it on my lap. I look at you with a questioning expression, and you whisper, "You understand, in due time." After another 30 minutes into the show, you place your hand back on my knee, giving it a squeeze every 2 seconds. I relax, thinking you're doing just what you did in the car. But then your words spring back into my mind. I won't do anything yet. You start raising your hand up, massaging the skin of my thighs through the fabric of the dress. It's oddly soothing, and I just try to enjoy the moment. I rest my head on your shoulder, and you squeeze my thigh hard. I let out a soft yelp of pain and turn around to look at you. You refuse to look at me, just rubbing my thigh, moving it higher and higher. Clasp my legs together, realizing what you'll do. You look at me with fire in your eyes. Spread your legs, you order. I shake my head. You lightly slap my thigh, making me lose my tight hold. Do it. Now. I make a move to get up. You hold my elbow tight and say, sit back down. Right. Now. I hear the rage in your voice, so I sit down without another word. You calm down visibly, and your hand returns to where it was. I look at you and beg you to stop, but you simply state, I placed the cord in your lap for a reason. No one will know what we're doing. Besides, you lost the game, and you have no choice. I simply nod and try to ignore your ministrations on my thigh. Your hand inches closer and closer towards my mouth. Until your finger slowly, softly brushes against my clit. I moan softly, your hand retreats, roughly massaging my inner thighs. You push my thighs apart and softly rub my arched lips, carefully avoiding my clit. I start getting wetter and wetter, my juices collecting on your fingers. You pull away and raise your fingers to your lips and lick them clean off my juices. I moan at the sight, more juices flowing out. Your hand returns to my core, spreading the outer lips apart now, furiously rubbing my clit. I groan loudly. The couple sitting next to me turn around and see what's wrong. I try to compose myself, but you continue flicking my clit with your fingers. I give it to pleasure while biting my inner cheek so I don't attract glares of the rest of the audience. You slowly slide a finger into me, moving it around in circles, rubbing the inner walls of my pussy. You pull it out, pushing it back in, repeating what you did before. You spread my legs wider apart, thrusting your fingers into my cunt, pulling out, thrusting back in, maintaining a slow but hard rhythm. Your fingers get faster and faster, curling up to rub my G-spot every time you pull your fingers out. You thrust 3 fingers in and just rub My jeans were fastened on. Only a thumb rubs circles on my clit. I feel myself getting closer and closer to my orgasm. And you know it too, as my cunt closes around your fingers. You lean in and whisper into my ears. That's it, my little cum slut. I know you want to come here. There are thousands of people around you, knowing that the person sitting in front of us just has to turn around. And you can see your dripping cunt filled with my fingers. Come for me, my bitch. With that, I let myself loose. Coming around your fingers, biting my lower lip so as to not scream out loud. You pull your fingers out of my cunt and bring them to your lips, licking them clean. You grab my neck and pull it for a kiss. The taste of you on your tongue turns me on immensely, and I'm brought into your mouth. You break the kiss and pull my dress down. Watch the show, you naughty girl, you say with a smirk, and I sit there panting. I pick up the jacket and place it on your lap. With a soft excuse me, I head to the restroom.